A t-shirt and jeans, mac and cheese, oceans and sunsets. Some things in life are an obvious match, like RIAs and Schwab Advisor Services, the number one choice for independent advisors looking for a custodian who can help them go further. With all the wealth services, technology, and support an RIA firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabious. Find your match and learn why custody is just the beginning at schwabious.com.
Good afternoon. Spain's economy expanded a far stronger than expected 3.2% last year, by far outperforming its Eurozone peers, so preliminary data from the National Statistics Institute showed this morning. Economy Minister Carlos Cuerpo said on Monday the government would raise its forecast for the year above 2.4% following the release of the annual data, which was buoyed by a tourism boom as well as strong agriculture industry and higher exports. The economy expanded 0.8% in the fourth quarter from the previous one, the same pace as 3 months ago. Analysts had predicted gross domestic product to grow 0.6% quarter on quarter. The 2024 growth pace was faster than the 2.7% projected by the government and even the 3.1% predicted by the central bank. Spain keeps leading the Eurozone growth with a GDP increase four times higher than the Eurozone as a whole, so Cuerpo said in a statement today. The strength of Spain's economy contrasts with other large economies in the common currency area. In recent days, France and Germany have lowered their outlooks for the year to 0.9% and 0.3% respectively. The government has approved an extension of the powers that allow it to block foreign investors from taking over strategic companies. The cabinet agreed to extend the measure until the end of 2026. The powers, which expired last week, target non-European investors and aim to protect certain strategic sectors against possible security risks, it said. The government first took on these powers during the pandemic amid concerns that foreign investors would swoop in to buy Spanish firms that had seen their valuations plummet. They've allowed the Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez and his ministers to block takeovers, such as a bid for the train maker Talgo by Hungary's Ganz Mavag. Global car manufacturers are constantly looking for ways to cut production costs. And for Chinese brands, high tariffs and shipping expenses make local production in Europe an increasingly attractive option. Now, Spain has emerged as a potential new hub for Chinese automakers. Two Chinese car manufacturers are exploring the possibility of setting up factories here. The Chinese ambassador to Spain, Yao Jing, recently confirmed that two brands are interested in visiting Valencia, calling Spain the country where China's auto industry has the most interests. The ambassador has already held meetings with business leaders in the Valencia region, as well as its president, Carlos Mazón. And the tourist hotspot on the northern Costa Blanca has become besieged by wild boars. A large number of the animals are roaming Calpe near Alicante on the coast. They have come down from the surrounding hills and are strolling through the streets, causing alarm. The situation is so bad that the town hall has hired wildlife experts to round up the boars and remove them from the town before they eat all the crops or start spreading diseases. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.